Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, September 21st, 2012. This is your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always to ramble about something or other. This episode is movies and toys. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Resident Evil Retribution, $21.1 million. The top five was rounded out by Finding Nemo 3D, $16.7 million, The Possession, $5.8 million, Lawless, $4.3 million, and The Expendables 2 with $3.1 million. New this week, you can go see Dread 3D, but you won't, The House at the End of the Street, which you might, The Master, maybe, and The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and other movies also in limited release. In the news, SNL former cast member Jenny Slate is writing a new Looney Tunes movie for Warner Brothers in the grand tradition of Space Jam and Looney Tunes Back in Action. No one yet knows who's in it or what it is or if it's Space Jam 2 or what. James Gunn has been confirmed as the director of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which has the Raccoon and Broccoli Man. Maybe we're going to get some sort of weird indie treatment that the film probably would benefit from. But who knows, because I don't know what they're making yet. But hey, another Marvel movie. Who'd have thought? On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for a costume sale. You can order in-stock Halloween costumes and roleplay items for your costume. Buy one, get one 30% off. Mix and match, lightsabers, masks, costumes, and more. You can get the V for Vendetta mask, various Star Wars blasters, Batman's belt, Batman's mask. We got a lot of stuff, and you can see it all at sale.entertainmentearth.com. Hurry, this sale ends soon. In toy news, Gentle Giant announced a bunch of new items this week, and while they're not really all toys, there is one that should be of special interest to pretty much everybody who listens to this podcast. A 12-inch Boba Fett action figure with a rocket-firing launcher in the backpack will be coming from the manufacturer. It was debuted at Celebration 6 in Orlando. It's going to be $84.99, due in April. For real, it's like the Boba Fett to end all Boba Fetts, and it's also really, really big. So you might want to order one of those, because it's a rocket-firing Boba Fett. It's kind of a big deal if you're a Star Wars collector. I like Star Wars figures a lot. I think I need one of these. It looked good in the basement. We also added other Gentle Giant items, including a new Marvel Venom bust, and other items like Droopy McCool, so check those out. We also added some new Hanna-Barbera items. You might recall there were some new action figure assortments we talked about a few weeks ago. Well, now there is an individually packaged and sold Hanna-Barbera Space Ghost action figure. Coming to you from the cartoon planet, or wherever you might be, the figure is packaged individually. It's pretty big. It's kind of similar in size and scale to a DC Universe Classics figure. It's also not that expensive. So go order one of those on our site. Just click on our site and click on Space Ghost and you'll find it. I do recommend pre-ordering because the pre-orders were a little heavier than I would have expected for the first day. Kind of crazy, to be honest with you, but that happens when something's popular. We also added a lot of new Hasbro items, including Transformers Generations Deluxe Action Figures Wave 3, which is due later this year. You will be able to find Ultra Magnus, Kickback, Fireflight, or Air Raid, depending on what final name Hasbro picks, because it's been labeled with both, Starscream, and Sideswipe. Kickback, the Insecticon, and Fireflight, the Shockwave repaint, are one per case. The others are two per case. None of the previous guys are in this wave, so be sure to get Bruticus, Shockwave, Optimus, and Jazz while you still can. Okay, maybe not Jazz. New pre-orders at Entertainment Earth this week include He-Man and the Masters of the Universe bobbleheads from Funko. If you haven't been collecting the new action figures, these bobbleheads might be the way to go because Orko, Skeletor, Beastman, and of course He-Man all look pretty great. You can see those on our website. Skeletor in particular looks really great. As I mentioned, Star Wars Droopy McCool is now up, and we've got other items as well. So go to our site, check the new items tab, and you'll see a lot of stuff. And because no one will stop asking about it, that's how we know it's popular. Ted plush. If you want a Ted plush from the movie Ted with the teddy bear, Seth MacFarlane, the bear swears or doesn't, go to our website, pre-order one. I would suggest right now an exact release date. If you've been following our site for a while, you probably know that we deal with lots of great toy companies. And unlike CDs, books, or movies, there aren't release dates that are specifically held for toys. They give you an estimate and they kind of show up when they're ready because they have to go through customs. They come from China. They have to be approved by the licensor. There's a lot of ins, a lot of outs. It's complicated stuff. So I can't give you an exact release date for the Ted plush because I don't know it and there isn't one. But we will be shipping them out as soon as they show up. and that should be very soon. But anyway, what I was getting at is if you want one this year, just based on the interest on the item so far, I would recommend pre-ordering it. I know I've mentioned it before, but if you really want to get one soon, I'd suggest it's a good idea because I haven't seen anything with this kind of interest in a while. I mean, well, we got some really popular items. We got more popular items, don't get me wrong. It's just, when's the last time you've seen heat on a teddy bear? So be sure to order yours today. They come in 18-inch, 16-inch, 24-inch, R-rated, PG-13 rated. It talks, it's great, it looks cool. I think you're going to want one, so go order one. And that's all for this week. I got to record the other episodes of the podcast, so thanks for listening. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I should be here next week. They are deporting me to the East Coast for a couple of days, but I'll be back. So barring any plane snafus, I will be here, and that is a threat and a promise. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, and you can win valuable information about things we're selling. It's true.